Welcome to the Authority Playbook. I'm Jeff Brandeis, and today we're talking about the strategies that help you stand out, be seen, and be heard. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to the Authority Playbook. I'm Jeff Brandeis. For years, I've worked with business leaders, entrepreneurs, and experts, helping them turn presentations, conversations, and communication into decisions that drive revenue. Along the way, I've learned something that applies far beyond business. Authority isn't built by what you know. It's built by how you think, how you communicate, and how you lead. That's what this show is all about. Most people already know what they should be doing. They've read the books, listened to the podcasts, attended the conferences, and invested in the courses. Yet they still find themselves repeating the same patterns, making the same decisions, and getting the same results. Why? Because success is rarely limited by a lack of knowledge. Today we're talking about something that can transform every area of business, relationships. That's exactly what we're going to explore today. Authority isn't built by what you know. It's built by how you serve, how you connect, how you show up for others. Joining me is an absolute master of strategic collaboration and project funding. Steve Ramona is a premier super connector and managing partner of Raymax Development, where his relational approach has driven $5 billion in project impact. He's also the top-ranked host of Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. Steve, welcome to the Playbook of the Authority. It's great to have you and your expertise here at the table.
Jeff, it's an absolute pleasure, and that monologue was brilliant. Love what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. All good. Steve, what I'd like to do is be able to unpack this masterclass and have the transformational networking ensure that the leadership teams that people are listening stay positioned for growth. And I wish that everyone would download the free Media TV app on Roku or on iOS to stream our elite corporate lineup of live or on-demand programming. You can now listen on the move by visiting the podcast or our network at www.nowmedia.tv. And as we begin this segment, I'd like you, each of you, to ask yourself who are listening, what if your next breakthrough isn't one more strategy, but one more meaningful conversation? In this, explore how serving others can first build trust, strengthen relationships, and become the foundation of lasting authority. Steve, for our executive audience hearing about your methodology for the first time, help us in how you define the ASLA principle and why is it essential for modern market authority?
You said something there that's brilliant, Jeff. You're so smart. The strategy comes later. If you don't have people, you don't have strategy. How are you going to do that? You're going to do this lead generation strategy, but if you don't have people to do it, how are you going to do it? Business all starts with people and continues with people. How do you make people an asset that's going up? In finances, we got $1 million in the bank. It goes up 10%. We made $100,000 that year. We're pretty darn happy. Well, imagine you do the same thing with people. You build that asset. You grow it. You garden it. And that's what the ASLA principle is ask, shut up, listen, and ask. And I say this, and you're probably smiling too, Jeff, when I say shut up and listen, they're like, well, shut up, don't I shut up? And every time I share it with people, they're like, same thing. Well, here's the image for audience for you to picture. When you're in a Zoom room, and there's 5, 10, 15 people, and a couple people's videos are off. I was just in a room this morning, and my video was off. I was listening, but I wasn't totally paying attention because I wasn't trying to grab everything. So it wasn't nothing I was doing wrong, but when those screens go black, I've shut up, and am I truly listening? I wasn't all the time. And that's what I'm talking about. When you're one-on-one with somebody, ask a question, shut up, and listen. Because that next ask, which is the last A, is the most powerful question. Not, hey, what's the challenge for your business? And they go this, that, and this. Go, oh, I hear what you're saying, Jeff. Well, you know, I've got a product. It's $10,000. I can help you. One question doesn't solve that. It's going to be a multitude of questions. But Think about if you're married, you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, you have a friend. What did it start with? Multiple questions to get to know that person. This is the power of the Ask the Principal. I'm making millions of dollars because of this principal after the last 3 years. Learn how to really implement it, because now I can learn about somebody, and the next step would be to serve, uplift, and bring them value. Leave them better than when you first met them.
I think that's awesome, Steve. And, you know, a long time ago, I don't remember which boss of mine told me, when you ask a question, the first one that talks loses. And if you're the person that asked that question and you talk first, you just lost. Very similar to what the ASLA principle is all about, right?
Exactly. And sometimes the boss is good. You had a great boss. I'm not saying all bosses are bad, but it's great to have a great boss.
Once in a while, you come across one or two that kind of have an impact on your life. And that's really what makes a great leader. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You see, I introduced you as a super connector. What does that actually mean to you, and how do you actually, and I personally have experienced this, but I really want you to kind of explain to our audience, you know, what you do and how you go do about it, how you got that name, super connector.
First thing, Elon Musk is a super connector. Warren Buffett, Mark Cuban. People are like, they are? Well, absolutely. Mark Cuban works with successful, you know, billionaires and millionaires. Elon Musk. That's the power of bringing people impact. How are you going to impact them? What value are you going to bring to them? Before I jumped on the show, and thank you for that text reminder, as soon as I got that, I'm like, okay, how much value can I bring to your show today, Jeff? How can I impact your audience? And we've got to be careful with impact, because we're like, well, I want to make sure I impact 10,000 people. Well, I hope 10,000 people are watching or will listen. But if I made an impact with one person, I'm really happy. Jeff, you're going to be super happy. Somebody walks away from this, goes, wow, I just learned something. The ASLA principle, or whatever you're going to learn throughout the show. Don't scoreboard your impact. Just do it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the bottom line of all this, and business is all about bottom line, is you went there and you brought them value. Even if it doesn't work, the intention and intentionality of uplifting people, leaving them better than they were, people are going to recognize that. And here's the ROI for me and for you as well, because anybody can do this. Just walk into a meeting, any person that you meet, how are you going to bring value to them? Whatever that looks like. And it could be as simple as being at the grocery store, and I just did this a week ago, and this baby was beautiful, Bo, and I told the mother that. My wife kind of goes crazy sometimes. I'm like, why are you talking to strangers? I'm not talking to strangers. To me, they're people. And I don't know what shoes that mother's walking. Maybe she had a bad day with the baby or whatever. It's a big difference. It makes a difference. And here's a great story. I went to the grocery store, had a tough day, contracts canceled, couple meetings canceled. And people go, what happens when you have a bad day like that? I go serve. I go find a way to bring value. So as I'm standing in line in the grocery store, ladies in front of me with a baby. I guess I like babies. I keep talking about babies here. And I told the clerk, I said, hey, here's my credit card. I want to pay for her groceries. And we've all seen that and done that. So I paid for her groceries. And the clerk was cracking up like, who does that? As I'm walking out with her after I pay for my groceries, she starts crying. Jeff, I kind of freaked a little bit. I went, oh, my God. Her name is Debbie. I said, Debbie, I didn't mean to upset you. She goes, oh, no, Steve. No. These are tears of happiness. I said, what's going on in your life? She goes, my husband lost his job. And we had no idea we're going to pay for these groceries. We're going in more debt using a credit card. And you just saved us another day with our baby. Now, I made an impact because I wanted to do something. I wanted to bring value to somebody. I didn't know the shoes she's walking in. And 99% of the time, you may never know. Maybe 95% of the time. But you are making an impact.
That's an awesome story. And I think it also goes to, you know, your integrity, the things I've learned about you since I met you. It's only been a few months ago. And you've connected me with some great people. You've done some great things for me in our short time that we've known each other. And I think the part of the story here is, how can I help you
becomes a more of a natural question versus, you know, how can you help me? You know, you want to be able to serve people, as you know, and you serve different people in different ways, of course, but sometimes asking, what do you need? How can I help you? It becomes very important and be very, very mind, very telling in how you approach people as well. So awesome story. I love hearing that. And we also hear that very often in, you know, for people who have served our country, you know, a cashier or someone behind me, hey, I want to pay for the veteran that's behind me, and turn around and thank him for the service. Or, you know, I've been on airplanes before and I've given up my seat to a soldier who has just come home for the first time. So serving people is shown in so many different ways. So I appreciate that story, Steve.
Thank you.
So we're gonna, well, I think what we learned so far from our first segment here is that true authority is built on the value you provide to others long before you ever ask for a contract or you ask that person for anything. When you serve before you sell, you establish a reputation that protects your enterprise across shifting markets. Don't move an inch. When we return from this brief break, Steve and I will unpack how to construct an inner circle that systematically scales your revenue and your impact. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more insights and frameworks to help you elevate your brand and your influence. Stay tuned. And we're back. I'm Jeff Brandeis, and this is the Authority Playbook on Now Media Television. Let's dive deeper.
To access custom networking templates and to learn how to implement these partnership strategies within your organization, join our global executive network by subscribing at www.nowmedia.tv. I'm back with Steve Ramona. One of the biggest misconceptions in business is that success comes from having the perfect pitch or the largest network. Steve believes lasting success comes from serving others first and building genuine relationships that create trust and opportunity. And we began to hear that already earlier in our first segment. Steve, one of your core philosophies is connection over commission. Why is that more relevant today than ever before?
Well, let me give you a quick story. And this is a made-up story, but just so you can understand this, it's powerful. I go, Jeff, and I sell you my program. I made $10,000. You come into my coaching program. That's great. But imagine you can't afford my program. It just doesn't fit you, which we know happens. And if that happens, by the way, audience, and you've got a program that you're pitching people, or you're selling to people because you are selling, and they say no, serve them even more. Find value in the conversation you have. Find an introduction, whatever it may be. I did 25 introductions today. None of those people bought my program and probably won't, but the universe or God will make that difference. And the power of all this is connecting is that spider web. But who are you connecting with? Try to connect with people that are extremely successful. If you're a CPA, find the top CPA people in the world who are willing to mentor you. You're a business coach, same thing. You're a lawyer, whatever that is, find a successful people and reach out and ask to be mentored. Yeah, there's that ask again. Ask, shut up, listen, and ask. And here's the power of it. I was working with a lot of people that were, you know, doing 100, 150,000 a year in revenue, doing well. In some areas, that's great. I'm in California, it can still be a struggle. But I helped all of them, and I was mentoring them, but I wasn't being mentored. And I wasn't getting a higher quality network of people. And that's nothing against those people, because a lot of people are happy there, and that's good. But I wanted to grow and scale. So what I decided to start my podcast and meet billionaires and millionaires, which I did, hundreds of them. Met 3 or 4 billionaires. My revenue increased. Because what did I do? I met these gentlemen, these women, and they started mentoring me. So I started learning from them, but I also got access to their network because I, again, treated them well. I served them. I increased them. Yeah, you can help billionaires. They don't know everything, but they definitely love a connection for somebody that could help grow their message or their business. So always massage this network to make it bigger and better and reach out to people and ask, hey, I love mentorship from you. What's the worst thing that could happen? No. And when I hear no, here's my secret. In my head, I say next. Who's the next person I'm going to talk to? You get that mindset, things will change fast.
So Steve, first, I love the analogy of the spider web, because I think what we try to do all the time is bring more people into our community, and the spider web analogy, where you get them to be able to stick, to be part of your community, part of your network, is so important, so relevant in today's environment. And the no, another one of my great bosses, that stood for an acronym called You Gotta Know. That means next opportunity, move on, and just continue to move forward. And hey, we all get no's in our lives, and we all got to be able to think, just move on, next opportunity, the next one will be better, the next one will serve you.
And let's use us as an example. This is live. You don't know I'm going to talk about this, but what happened? We met, we got together, we talked, I did some serving, I helped you, impacted you, and you continue to, I said, reach out and ask. Here's the difference between you, why you're brilliant and other people aren't. You continue to ask. You continue to say, hey, I need help here. When I said yes, I meant it. I meant you need help, and I followed through on that. This is the power of mentoring and being a mentee. Is, remember, when you reach out to these very successful people, be on time, respond. Don't pitch them ever, ever, ever. Don't try to sell them ever, ever, ever. Just be a sponge. We've all heard that. Be a sponge. And there's a gentleman named Jim Rohn. For you younger people, he's one of the top personal development guys in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So if you're born after the 80s, you may not know him. But if you want to learn more, you know, grab some of his books. But he always talked about the five people in your circle, I'm paraphrasing this, is where you're at. And I'm working with millionaires and billionaires. Again, I'm going to mention this, my revenue grew because I helped them out. I listened. I learned. I'm 65. I'm still learning. And I'm learning more today than I was in my 30s and 40s.
Yeah, part of that is technology for sure. And part of that is how our networking has grown. And part of that also is the way we're communicating. Obviously, you know, I'm in Florida on the East Coast, Steve's in California, and the technology now lets us communicate very easily and seamlessly, you know, miles away. So there's no reason why we should not be serving and communicating with people globally, really, at this point either. So,
yeah, I agree. You know, when I first being a good guy, I'm just going to say real quick, you being a good guy is so important. That's why I want to help you. I've tried, you know, work with helping other people, and they weren't so good of people. They were kept pitching me or whatever. Kudos to Jeff, and I hope you're listening to his shows, because he gets it, and he's going to be extremely successful. I'm putting it out to the world.
So much for that, Steve. And, you know, just to reiterate, when I first met Steve a couple months ago, his comment was, yes, how can I help you? And I said to him, for example, you know, I was thinking about creating a school on a program on school.com, S-K-O-O-L. He says, well, you need help, let me know. And I said, okay, great. So I needed some help. I reached out, and Steve was giving and helpful and appreciated it. And he also connected me with some other people as well that has helped grow my network. So it's not only volunteering, but it's doing what you said you're going to do. And Steve, I appreciate that, and thank you for that too.
And you hit something, taking action. That's huge. Don't ever have somebody mentor you and they ask you to do something and don't do it. And do it in a timely manner too. You know, don't say, hey, do this XYZ thing and wait 6 months. You've lost them. You'll never get mentorship. Yeah. You won't get mentorship from me. Trust me.
I agree. And then the other side of that is do something good for the people in return. They're helping you. Help them where you can help them. And that makes this a true win-win relationship. And that really makes a really impact for both of you.
Yes, I totally agree.
Steve, I brought up school, and you've been working on school not too many months as well. What kind of specific operational steps that are needed to curate a high-level masterclass environment like you're doing within your free community, the business network?
First, and number one rule, and I think I've told you this, Jeff, a number of times, a few times at least, engage, engage, engage. I've talked to a number of people that have a school platform and their community, and they're doing $100,000 a month. There's a 20-year-old doing $300,000 a month in school. He engages every day with resources, tips, bringing value. But what is he also doing? He's doing the ASLA principle, throwing out a question, shutting up, listening to the responses, and responding by either asking another question or mentoring. It's such a powerful way to mentor. You've come to me, I've had a number of guys and women come to me, hey, you mentioned that. Can you show me how to do that? Boy, I am so willing to do that, because it's not always, again, I bring the scoreboard up. Yeah, ROI is important in business. And I call it return on impact, not return on interest. Yeah, interest. Just, again, uplift people, bring them value.
That's awesome. And I still need to take you up better on that recommendation of getting more involved on my school than I do. And you're part of my school.
We'll get that done.
I do need to get that done.
Absolutely.
For sure. Let's go briefly before we take it into our next break. The way owners sometimes walk into a networking event, their attitude for so many of them, and I see this very often, is, I wonder who can help me? You know, that mindset needs to change. How do you go about influencing people to change that mindset?
It's simple. Well, for me, it's simple. I got to watch when I say that. I get, because I think it is, but I think anybody can do this. I used to go to a ton. I used to run 5 networking groups, and I'd go to networking live meetings, you know, a lot of them. And it would be this same scenario. Hey, Jeff, I'm Steve Ramona. I work at XYZ company, and I love helping with this. I'm, you know, paraphrasing. And Jeff, you do the same. Hey, I'm Jeff Brandis, and I do this, and I do that, and here's how I help. Stop that. Because it becomes monotony. Oh, there's the guy that does that. How about telling a story? And here's a story I tell people when I meet them. They go, what do you do, Steve? Well, let me tell you a quick story. If you woke up tomorrow morning, Jeff, and your phone didn't work, your power was out, nothing worked in your house or your office, how much impact would it be for you? My phone, oh my God, my tablets? Yeah, it'd be a huge impact. Well, what I do is I'm bringing renewable energy to the country with data centers, so that never happens. All they know is my name. They don't know my phone number. They don't know my company name. And you'll get that later. What's your company name? Well, you do, let's connect. You inspire. Again, it's back to uplifting and value. When you tell a story, it's great. Now, I've had people go, that's no big deal. It'd be great because I want to be off my phone. Love you. I love that. It's not a fit for them. And that's okay, because you don't need everybody. There's 360 million people in the United States. Let's say it's 200 million adults that you could work with. That's 2.0001%. That's 200 people. Now, a lot of you listening today, if you had 200 new clients this year, would your business scale and grow? Think about that.
Thank you, Steve, for sharing that. So as we leave this segment, when you treat your network as your ultimate net worth, you unlock corporate opportunities that traditional marketing cannot reach. Your business philosophy is entirely dependent on the quality of your handouts, or your handoffs, I apologize. Stay right where you are, and after the break, we will look at how to leverage media and podcasting to reach your commercial goals without creating organizational chaos. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more insights and frameworks to help you elevate your brand and your influence. Stay tuned. And we're back. I'm Jeff Brandeis, and this is the Authority Playbook on Now Media Television. Let's dive deeper.
You're watching the Authority Playbook. I'm Jeff Brandeis, and today I'm joined by media producer and corporate strategist Steve Ramona. In my years tracking enterprise expansion, I have seen that the fastest way to solidify your market authority is through strategic content amplification. However, many executives launch media platforms without a clear playbook, resulting in wasted capital and unaligned messaging. True Authority Media requires a systematic process that connects your broadcast directly to the core of your business outcomes. With over 1,000 episodes under his belt, Steve understands how to turn airtime into active project leverage. Steve, how do corporate leaders use broadcasting to attract capital, cement their authority, and build lasting industry movements?
First and foremost, your network's your net worth. And I say your quality network's your net worth. And that's where media comes in. Over a thousand people I've interviewed, and some billionaires and a lot millionaires. Well, I get to build relationships with them, build my brand, because somebody goes, hey, Steve Ramona just interviewed Lee Steinberg of the Jerry Maguire movie. I've interviewed him twice. Well, guess what? My authority has grown. My brand has grown. And announcing today, I just got introduced to Nelson Mandela's grandson. He's going to be on my podcast. Wow.
That's awesome.
I've just got to say, that's going to build my brand. So taking media and not worrying about the views, the likes, the this and that, those are great, and subscriptions, but it's the person you're interviewing is really the key. That's your asset, because they could give you referrals. They can give you tips. You can give them referrals and tips and serve them and uplift them with a great show, which I do. Because I hear all the time, what a great show. Man, this was different. Man, you asked the right questions. Well, I'm going to be remembered for a while after that. And audience, here's my ROI. 3 to 5 referrals daily. I'm booking in my podcast now in October. And at this recording, it's July. It's because those 1,000 people or so, I kept uplifting them. Not all of them brought me referrals. And again, it's a numbers game. I don't worry about that. Because some will, some won't, and that's okay. That's just being human, or the timing, or whatever it may be.
You know, you kind of hit on to something I was going to ask my next question, but I want to go in deeper onto this as well. You know, we see a lot of highly funded corporate podcasts fail to generate results and have business impact or even create a strategic partner. Why does that happen?
Two words. They're being transactional, not transformational. It's really simple as that. Did I jump on your show to be transactional, to get a bunch of clients, you to pay me? No, I didn't. That's not even crossed my mind and never will. But do I want to transform? I'm going to say it again. I hope we impact 100 people. That should be your mission. Transformational, not transactional. And let the dogs lie with where they lay, because whatever happens, happens. The outcome is not my concern. I'd love for it to be a great outcome. Don't all of us? But me not worrying about the outcome, I don't stress. Then I don't do a next show and worry about, oh, what's the outcome on this show? I've had shows out there, Jeff, that I'm like, oh, that was a good show. Wasn't one of my best. Got 1,000 views. What the hell do I know? I don't know, because I don't know. We don't know what people are looking for when it comes to you putting a guest out there. And nothing against these podcast hosts, but they're like, hey, that was not a good show. I'm not putting it out there. That's not my philosophy. One, servant's heart. They jumped on, spent 45 minutes with the, I'm going to serve them by putting it out there. And I just told you too, you never know who you're going to impact and why.
I think sometimes, Steve, we're our own worst critic and our own worst enemy. That becomes the biggest obstacle sometimes in our own personal lives and our business life.
Guilty as charged, my friend. Guilty as charged.
Steve, we've been talking a lot about, and I know you love stories, so this one's going to fit right into your arsenal and your strength. Can you tell our viewers one story or one conversation that unexpectedly led to a major business opportunity for you while you were being a super connector?
Just happened a month ago. Got a bunch of them, but this is a fun one. I met two gentlemen. I'll keep their names out of it. Not that it would matter, but two gentlemen. I've met them privately. They were on my podcast. Again, back to the podcast. I'm making a note, of that. And I put them together. I just did a random introduction. I saw some potential collaboration there. Well, 4 weeks later, I get $500 sent to me. Like, he goes, he signed me up. He became my client. I'm like, really? That wasn't my intention. He goes, no, we started talking and found out I could help him. And that's going to lead to about $10,000 of income for me. $10,000 for one email. I want you to think about that. What I had to do, how much effort I put into it to make $10,000. Not a lot, but you know what I had to put into it? My heart, my soul, of just thinking how people can connect and put it together. They're not all going to be like that, and most aren't. But I've had that happen last year 4 or 5 times. Not that amount. That was the highest one. But, you know, this year, I might have $150,000. I don't want to call it payday. It's the wrong, but get commissioned $150,000 for putting two people together. It's $160,000 this year.
The super connector. Emails. I love it.
You're guess earning you can call me.
Your name, your reputation, or the super connector. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, we're talking a lot about the audience. We're talking a lot about influence. And obviously, the show is called The Authority Playbook. Steve, what's the difference between someone who has influence and someone who simply just has a large audience?
The influencer has probably a bigger bank account that's transforming people. But two, they're the people when you see XYZ person, they go, oh, that's a great guy. Man, I love meeting that guy. I love looking at his stuff. I love watching this stuff. Again, take this out of your mind. You don't want to affect everybody. I know there's some people who probably don't like me, and that's okay. No, never judge. And I used to do that. I used to be really bad at this, thinking, oh, my God, why? You know, I just served them. Something didn't. Nowadays, it's just like, next. Love them from afar. Care for them. If they come back to help them, I do that. But we just have to make sure we're uplifting people. The value. How can you bring value? And it could be small, medium, or large. Does not matter. You might make $50 if you put two people together and they want to thank you for doing that and they send you a $50 Amazon gift card or a Starbucks gift card. Universe loves it. And I'll tell you a quick story about the universe. At my chiropractor office 2 years ago, and my chiropractor I've known for 15 years, knows I'm into helping entrepreneurs, and there's a gentleman there, and he was talking about his son leaving his job and worrying about him. And Dr. Martinez goes, hey, why don't you talk to Steve? He helps entrepreneurs all the time. And we talked for a brief. I said, I'd love to talk to him. Well, you know, what do you charge? No, let's jump on a 30-minute call. No charge. See what I could do. 2 weeks later, we did and helped him out. He was like, I had no hope. You've given me hope. And I love hearing that because that's the whole goal. It's not the transactional. I transformed him. And funny thing, I wake up the next morning and $500 is sent to my PayPal. Wasn't from him. It was from a program I had referred to somebody else 3 months ago. And they happened to sign up for the program, and I got paid my commission. Now, serving doesn't always work like that. Do not scoreboard it again. I keep using that word. But that's something that could happen or does happen when you treat people right and take care of people and uplift them.
That's awesome. You know, you talked about the serving people from the woman that you paid for their groceries earlier in the show. It's the same type of philosophy as, you know, and I'll use a waitress who's helping somebody or serving them food, and it's a $20 check, and, you know, the person leaves, and they left the person a $100 tip. Why? Because you did such a great job. You served them so well. You took care of them. And you, all you were doing is just looking out for them, and you weren't looking for that extra tip or extra bonus, but you got rewarded for it. And that's doing something that you should be doing all the time, is helping out others and doing what you should be doing the right way the first time.
You're going down my freeway right now. I love that you just mentioned that. Let's add to that, Jeff. Again, I'm uplifting. I'm taking your story, which is fantastic. You gave that lady $100, a 50% tip, and I do a lot. I do that a lot, especially because I've got abundance now. I can do it. But even take it to another step. Because when I serve, you know, you can serve at chin level. I've got my hand at chin level. But I'm trying to serve at nose level. I'm trying to up-level that. And what here's what you do, and I do this all the time. You take that waitress, call her Debbie. Debbie, can you go grab your manager? And I don't tell her why, purposely. And I'll see her walk over to her manager. Hey, my customer wants to talk to you. And you can see they're like, wow, what'd you do? Their face, they're like, she's super nice. Exactly, Jeff. And the manager walks over, Steve, and says, Debbie, or Dan's his name. I said, Dan, I got to tell you, this waitress was unbelievable. And give him reasons. The water was there quickly. I always had a full glass. She was really personable with my wife about their kids. Just a wonderful personality. But what I did is I started doing a survey, and I would ask managers, can I ask you, because they've calmed down. They shake my hand. They're so excited and happy. And I asked them, how many times do you hear a positive thing about your wait staff or any of your staff? This one guy worked at the restaurant for 10 years, Jeff. He's heard it 5 times in 10 years. But 5 times a week, he hears the negative. Why the heck are we doing that in this society? You see something good that somebody's taking care of you? Tell them about it. Let them know. Edify that person. It could be a guy cleaning up your dishes. Hey, manager, come over. This kid was great. He's fast. He's polite. Let's do more of that to help change the world.
I appreciate that. And I 100% believe in you. And I believe in that comment 100,000 times percent. So, Steve, broadcasting your message is disciplined business process, not a vanity project. To protect your authority, your media engine must serve as a direct pipeline to your strategic growth and legacy. Stay tuned for our final segment coming up, where we'll be compounding daily operational improvements as our next episode is coming up. I'm Jeff Brandeis. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more insights and frameworks to help you elevate your brand and your influence. Stay tuned. And we're back. I'm Jeff Brandeis, and this is the Authority Playbook on Now Media Television. Let's dive deeper.
Stay connected to the Authority Playbook and every Now Media TV favorite streaming worldwide at www.nowmedia.tv. Welcome back to the final segment of the Authority Playbook. I'm Jeff Brandeis, and today we're sitting down with partnership specialist Steve Ramona. Today we have mapped out a comprehensive blueprint for modern enterprise scaling. We've analyzed the core mechanics of high impact networking, detailed how to convert warm introductions into multi-million dollar outcomes, and establish the precise methods for leveraging corporate broadcasting. And now we're going to turn our attention to the final integration, the daily habit of personal and professional development. To secure an enduring legacy, your revenue systems, your leadership habits, and daily improvements must function in perfect harmony. It is about applying the Navy SEAL mindset that slow is smooth, smooth as fast. Steve, let's close by exploring our compounding, a 1% daily improvement transforms the leader's life and career. And the viewers, as we go into the last segment, think about this. I want you to ensure your organization remains positioned for sustainable market dominance. And I want you to follow our global network across all major platforms at nowmedia.tv and share these insights with an executive or a business owner ready to scale their operations today. Steve, you often talk about doing business with a servant's heart, which I know we've talked about already. But why do you believe that service ultimately wins over traditional selling?
You like to get pitched, Jeff? Probably not, right? Audience, do you like to get pitched? Probably not. I am pitched when means the first time you meet somebody. You're eventually going to pitch or sell somebody if it's a fit. That is why slow is smooth, smooth is fast. I got that from a Navy SEAL I interviewed, and I stuck with it because what it means is that slow burn, the slow compound of building a relationship. Even the second or third time you don't pitch people. Now, I've sold people on the first time I've met them, but my product was $199 a year. And I was passionate about it, but 95% of the people said no. So build slow is smooth. What they mean is be strategic in your building the relationship, asking those questions, bringing value, impact them every time you meet them, and your follow-up. Maybe you're thinking about them. You go, hey, Jeff, I was thinking about you. I'm going to introduce you to Joe because I think this one. Whatever that means, just keep slowly, smoothly building that relationship. What happened is you'll never be forgotten. You're the billboard on the highway. That's why I look at myself now as people go over by the freeway. You know, your younger people, there's still billboards out there. I see them here in California. But that's what it is they're talking to somebody. They go, you got to meet Steve. Oh, my God. And I just got a referral this morning from that. And like I announced earlier, I'm meeting with Nelson Mandela's grandson. The lady said, you've got to meet him. He's going to love to meet you. Nelson Mandela's grandson. He's been through a whole lot of stuff, probably seen a whole lot of stuff with his grandfather, more than I'll ever do. But because I treated somebody right, they have the gumption, it's probably the wrong word, but that's the one that comes to my head, to go, I got to introduce you. I mean, she was pushing me. You've got to meet him. Were you willing to meet him? And absolutely. When you get to that point, and people referring you that way, you've become the authority, but in the right way, because they know you're going to take care of people. And that's what I love doing.
That's what we all strive to do and need to be doing every day, every hour, every minute, and just be able to follow those footsteps, follow those words exactly, Steve. And you brought up a point just in this last conversation about difficult decisions. And I believe you closed the business at some point a number of years ago. What did that decision teach you about leadership and being resilient?
A servant's heart says no. A servant heart fails. And I'm fallible. I've made mistakes. Do I serve all the time? No. There's times in my family and times I've done things wrong because I'm human. But how do you recover from that? And here's the thing that you have to do is give yourself grace. I failed. I lost $20 million last year. Me and my business partner. Situation wasn't good, and we had to walk away from it. A lot of money. But you know what I did? For 25, I learned this from a guest. Be human for 24 hours. Pity party, grief, depression, whatever that looks like. But the very next day, you jump back on the horse, and you start finding other projects, which we've had many, many other projects. If we can handle defeat, because I'm a big sports guy. Tom Brady handled defeat better than any quarterback I've ever seen. And he's lost. But he's known as the best quarterback ever in the NFL. But he lost. Michael Jordan, he lost. I'm talking at a top level. So why can't Steve Ramona, way down here, have a loss and still recover from it? Or be defeated? It's a mindset that you have to work on. I have to work on. I still have, you know, problems once in a while not being human. But being human for those 24 hours, 12 hours, 8 hours, whatever that is, it makes you look in the mirror going, stuff's going to happen. And what do I do when that stuff happens? I read a book daily called The Daily Stoic. An audience, get the book if you want to. Stoicism has changed my life for the last 3 years. My best friend Mike introduced me to the book. And it talks about that. What are you in control of? I was not in control of that deal for $20 million. It got out of control. I couldn't do anything about it. And that's okay. We move on and find some other way to bring value to myself, to my family, and others by transforming other people.
You know, you've said so many pearls of wisdoms. There's so many of them in here. So I really hope our viewers, our listeners, actually listen to this episode several times, because I think each time I go back and I'll listen to it, I'll learn something new, I'll pick up something different. And which kind of goes into, if there was one takeaway that you want every executive watching today to adopt one habit from your playbook starting tomorrow at the latest, what would that one be?
Have a confidant, a mentor, friend, whatever label, and I don't mean that in a bad way, somebody that you could go to and go, you know, I have a problem with something. Can you help me out? Because entrepreneurship, business ownership is not a solo game. This is not tennis. This is not golf sport. It's basketball. It's football. It's baseball. It's a team sport. And that team includes having those confidants, those friends that you can go to. Every billionaire I've met all have people they go to when they have a situation, they're not sure how to get that answer. And that's leadership. And I'll end with a great story. I had a military veteran on my show, and he was telling me, Otis is his name, and he was telling me about being in the military, and a top general was talking to his lieutenants, the people at the different level. I don't know the military, but you know, he's a top guy, about 20, 30 of them in a meeting. And he says one thing that's going to blow you away. I made a mistake, guys, and mistake could have killed hundreds of soldiers. Think about how humble and how transparent he was. And what did those lieutenants do? They cheered him, thanked him. And guess what? Respect him even more. Now, they didn't die, but he said, I made a strategic wrong decision that could have this happened. So thank God. But even military, they're humans. They're just a little better humans because they're trained and all that. So be humble. Find that confidant, somebody you can talk to help you out. That's even in your personal life. It's huge.
I was come from the corporate background. And one of our mid-year meetings, we had the Blue Angels fly. And they had three of the pilots talk to us. Are you familiar with the Blue Angels, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
So what they talked about, and I'll remember this forever, and this was about 20 years ago. He said to us, at the end of each mission, we come back into a room, and we forget who's the boss, who's the captain, who's the lieutenant, and we have what they call nameless, rankless communication. If I did something wrong as a leader that you were just talking about, at, you know, going 500 miles per hour, and I screw up, we could be dead. And yes, a lot of leaders today, we're not flying at 500 miles per hour, but we are impacting lives. We are making decisions. And I think as we go into the boardroom where we meet with our teams, understanding what nameless, rankless communication is, and having that clear strategy of networking, working together, and being one unit, one team is so important. It's honestly more important today than it was even 25 years ago. So. Another story for you.
Beautiful message. So I love that. I'm going to use that. That's really good.
Thank you. Steve, if our viewers would like to connect with you, learn more about your podcast, or discover how you're helping business owners build meaningful relationships, what's the best place, or how can they find you?
You can email me, steveR1961@gmail.com, or you can look for my podcast. Just search Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. We got thousands of people I've interviewed with some great stories, great motivation, great inspiration, great education. And I have a school community as well. It's called The Business Network. Just go on skool.com/The Business Network.
Steve, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show today, sharing your insights on building authentic relationships, serving others first, and creating lasting authority, along with how to grow business through trust and meaningful connections. I learned a lot, and I truly enjoyed having you. It's been a pleasure. It's been a great conversation. So thank you. For those of you who have been listening to the Authority Playbook, I'm Jeff Brandeis, and we believe your greatest competitive advantage isn't what you know, it's how effectively you communicate it. Because better conversations lead to better decisions, and better decisions drive better business results. Again, I'm Jeff Brandeis, and thank you for watching the Authority Playbook. Have a great day.